Blog Talk Radio.
President. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're right on time tonight, and I have a little article I want you to read and listen to. I did this blog on the spur of the moment on the 1st of December. And my blog is entitled, CNN and NBC Killed American Troops. One thing you must know, it was the media who lost the war in Vietnam. And all of the potheads back home and draft dodgers and cowards that went communist and betrayed the boys in the fighting fields of Vietnam. They were sold out. They were stabbed in the back. And I must emphasize once again, Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield. Just check your history books if they haven't been edited yet. I watched the Pentagon Channel as they did a visit with a Marine outfit in Iraq. The one issue to keep in the back of your mind is the communist media is the enemy of the U.S. military and U.S. victory. Go back to the war in Nam that was won by draft dodgers and communist cowards. This Marine unit was in the Triangle of Death, training the Iraqi army and avoiding IEDs. The interviews were limited to only the opinion of the interviewed party, which prevented communist slanting of the truth. The guys were great. They all could be ambassadors of freedom. I would gladly swap them into embassies, pulling out the political payoff ambassadors we now have giving the USA a bad name. They showed photos of Marines helping Iraqi women carry wood. Wood carrying is women only work in Iraq. Yet macho Marines have no problem doing women's work. I often say if you want to conquer a terrorist nation, all you have to do is send in special forces with candy and flowers and take all the women, and then leave the terrorists to do women's work. These Marines have led by their great example of self-sacrifice, a love of God and country, and compassion in a war zone. They have left a legacy to the children of Iraq, who have seen the deeds of men who build schools, bridges, bring water, healing, and care to a left-to-die community. Under the weapon of mass destruction, Saddam Hussein, the rope dancer, and his two boys are buried on Sandal Hill. One thing that hurt was they all mentioned being betrayed by CNN and Mike Isikoff, the communist, in my book. Mike splashed the Koran-burning incident that allowed the media to stir up the Muslim world. Newsweek and Marine Killing NBC added communist fuel to the fire. One of the most outrageous events of betrayal, which caused me to label NBC as Marine killers. You know, you don't have to shoot them. You just got to destroy their morale. There was an episode in Fallujah where Marines had shed blood and Mom's National Treasure to drive out the Republican Guard that Turkey Shoot Powell let escape years before Fallujah. After winning half the city, Al-Qaeda called for negotiations with the communist State Department. I got to mention this. The communist State Department was infiltrated in the 30s and 40s by KGB agents, people on the payroll of the Soviet Union, Americans who sold us out. Not all of them were ever caught and expunged. And I asked Jimmy from Brooklyn the other day, I said, do you think that we have less communists in government today than we had in the times of Joe McCarthy? And you know what Jimmy said? He said, we have more. And when I get finished reading this book on McCarthy, I'm going to give you some facts and figures that are going to blow your mind. And they're confirmed by the FBI. Now, the FBI today, all they are is a wastebasket for the Obama administration. When Obama gets caught hurting America, his spokesmen say, we'll turn this over to the FBI. And that means case closed. Forget about it. So, after winning half the city, Al-Qaeda called for negotiations with the Communist State Department, stopping the Marine momentum and pulling them out of the city. Then after Al-Qaeda had reestablished itself in the positions that they lost, they screwed the State Department. Our two biggest weaknesses in this country today and have been since Pearl Harbor is intelligence and the ability to negotiate. There are two greatest weaknesses. You want to see proof of the pudding? Look what Obama just did to Israel and enabled Iran. I saw this morning on Fox a guy saying, John Kerry, he said in 2001, Iran had like 163 centrifuges. In 2007, they had 5,000. Now, under Obama, they're up to 19,000 centrifuges. Now, do they make their own centrifuges or do they buy them on the outside market? Who's selling them, the centrifuges? Oh, we don't want to say because we'd offend an ally. Yeah, an ally like Russia. Unbelievable. When did the wall come down? What year? Whatever year that wall came down, and the Soviet Union folded economically. You know what? We are now at where the Soviets were when that wall came down. They folded economically and militarily, and we're doing the same. right now we're celebrating the fall of the wall in the United States. So then after Al-Qaeda had reestablished itself in positions lost, they screwed the State Department, resulting in additional deaths and blaming Bush. The Marines then had to start over again, retaking Fallujah. Following one Marine team going building to building was an MSNBC, a reporter cameraman named Kevin Seitz. He was filming one Marine who entered a room and saw a twitching Al-Qaeda shot and still moving, and the Marine just having lost two buddies in another building, finished off the wounded Iraqi. Immediately the footage appeared on the Chris I served in Swaziland and was decorated for my guacamole dip by Jimmy Carter, the cowards and presidential candidates at Carter. Yeah, Jimmy pardons the cowards and presidential candidates. And guess who the presidential candidate was that got pardoned? Yes, the guy that made $167 million in office. I should have notified the Iranians. Oh, let me see here. Well, I'm jumping. To finish off the Marine, Chris brought in the only CMH holder to vote for John Kerry, and together they labeled this corporal or private Marine jazzed up. They labeled them jazzed up. How jazzed up would you be knowing you're going to die today? Would you be jazzed up watching two of your buddies buy the farm? Would you be jazzed up? What a piece of crap these guys are. Kevin Seitz moved on to Iran. So after Kevin Seitz shot the Marine in the back with the camera, he moved on to Iran. And he entered the country on an Irish passport. I should have notified the Iranians he was CIA. I'm sure under torture, he would have prayed for the Marine Corps to come save him. After the I have rights argument fell on laughing ears, I would have loved to see those tearful rape charges on Chinese GE or NBC. Which only goes to prove that more American warriors are killed by the communist media than any VC or Islamist. My friends, you got to start using the word communist. If you're still talking liberal and progressive, man, you're in trouble. You're dueling without a sword. Which only goes to prove that more American warriors are killed by the communist media. Pro-American media is afraid to say the word communist because the communists have a plethora of labels. They can trot out a label in 5 seconds and shut you up. Yeah. And ridicule is one of their assassination tactics. Look what they did to Sarah Palin. She could see Russia from her kitchen window. And what's-his-name couldn't spell potato. Oh, the standards that free people are being held to, while slave makers have no standards whatsoever. So, which only goes to prove that more American warriors are killed by the communist media than any VC or Islamist could ever kill. This single solitary Marine was tried and convicted and sentenced to peace-of-mind death by the communist media that deceived 99% of a nation that has no idea what is going on. There is more truth on the Internet than in all the media outlets combined. What does the media say? Don't trust the Internet. There was another incident, and I saw it on Fox, and I was watching the people that were broadcasting the incident. And it was a panel, and they were all sitting around. And it was the fall of Baghdad. And there was a statue of Saddam, you remember this? And a GI climbed up the barrel of a tank with an American flag to wash Saddam's face. And I heard the people on Fox say, oh, that's not right. That's not right what he's doing. That's not the way we do things. That's not the way you fight wars. Well, go fight one for us, will you? And you know what? You want to know what happened to that GI? He was in Jersey, and he had half a load on, and they arrested him. And then they splashed the fact that he was the one that rubbed Saddam's face with the American flag. How's that? How's that for waiting to strike back in the media? So it was nice to see the homecoming these Marines got. The last 2 weeks before shipping home must have been a nightmare. You know what it's like counting down 2 weeks, you know? You've seen buddies die in combat. You've seen vehicles blown to smithereens. You got 2 weeks left to get home to your loved ones. Huh? You know what that's like? 13 days, 12 days, 11 days. The last 2 weeks before shipping home must have been a nightmare. The last bullet and the last casualty, that is a mind blower. When they ran the credits, they ran the faces of those who came home in flag-draped coffins first. And if you get a chance, you should see this. And you should see the sincerity and the love of country that these guys have. And I remember one guy, well-built. He was doing his interview in a T-shirt, and he had a cross. And he hung the cross outside the T-shirt, because he wanted everybody to know he was a cross bearer. And he said, every morning or every time I went outside these gates, I made my peace with God. So if I showed up, at least he'd know I was one of the boys. And hey, you got a president that's cutting down on the number of chaplains. And by the way, this president is replacing one combat officer with a flunky every 8 days. Check it out. Don't take my word for anything. That's what they got Google for. The last 2 weeks before shipping home must have been a nightmare. And when they ran the credits, they ran the faces of those who came home in flag-draped coffins first. So if you get a chance, this was the Pentagon Channel. You should. It is nice to be aware of real people. It sure beats a video warrior killing alien species in make-believe shit. I will read this blog on my show, which I just did. Spirit of America Party, Semper Fi from the 4th AD, 50th Infantry Vet. Not a Marine, Armored Infantry. One of Patton's grandsons. So having said that, I'm going to turn to a tune, and then we'll talk some more. Let's see. I'm going to give you a tune about people that are getting knocked off of healthcare. People who can't afford healthcare now and will have no healthcare. Obama has promised that the 30 million that never had healthcare will have it, but he's not telling you about the 50 million that used to have it that won't have it. Yeah. The great liar in chief. Destroyed American industry.
Time, filling our bones, standing alive.
Okay. A couple of Obama jokes. What does Barack Obama call illegal aliens? Undocumented Democrats. Barack Obama is on a sinking ship. Who gets saved? The country. A Muslim, a socialist, and a communist walk into a bar. The bartender says, "Hello, Mr. President." How can Barack Obama get the rich to pay taxes? By nominating them to a cabinet post. Okay, we're going to go and we're going to check the mail. Let's see what we got going here. Stand by. We're going to the mail room. Ooh, there's a lot of emails here tonight. Let's see. Ooh, I don't like this. Ooh. Let's see what we got. Man, I didn't know he was down. Did you hear about Obama flipping the bird? Let me see if I can tell you. Obama pushes holiday amnesty vote. Why is Obama embracing illegal invading Latinos, most of whom are Catholics? He hates Catholics more than he hates Americans. Did you see him mock blessing the turkey? Everything he does is with a flip bird, the subtle in-your-face F.U. From the first day, he called a Massachusetts cop a racist and then bought him off with a beer. Making two combat Marine guards hold umbrellas was a flip bird in America's face. Closing down the White House kids' tours was an F.U. America. Closing down the outdoor veterans' memorials all over the world was an F.U. America. All he had to do to meet his sequestration law was to close the IRA and the EPA forever. Blaming Benghazi on a videotape that got five hits was an F.U. America. Relieving 200 combat officers, replacing them with ass wipers, was an F.U. America. Ordering U.S. Marines not to carry guns in the presence of the Taliban was an F.U. Mom. Ordering the communist press to hide 2,300 Americans killed in Afghanistan, including 51 shot in the back, plus one that had his throat cut while teaching kids basketball, is an F.U. America. Especially when his press listed them as NATO troops. But who cares? Surely not the 99% of the nation with no skin in the game. If there was a draft, everybody would be paying attention to the destruction of the USA from within. The Communist Party, led by Obama bin Laden, needs to buy more votes with tax sucker money. It has nothing to do with helping Mamacita or Poppy and the kids. It has everything to do with splintering a once united nation. So the plan is to make the gringo look like a Latino hater. Teach that in citizenship classes and in schools. Learn to hate American symbols like the flag and the pledge. But when it comes to the cross, they say nothing but behind the scenes they mock Christ and pass laws to rid the nation of his presence. They cannot tell the Latinos the truth because Latinos are Viva Cristo Rey people, and many would die rather than betray the Son of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Latinos have built the USA alongside gringos. Latinos have ranched in Texas and other lands since Spanish grants. And one of the things I never knew, that before they named the Mississippi River the Mississippi, you know what it was called? The River of the Immaculate Conception. They are hardworking family people, and many die alongside of their fellow Americans in war. 14 guys named Gomez have died to avenge 9/11. They serve in the USMC with American pride. The communists play them to reach their own selfish goal of world domination. Many Mexicans have died and been forced by narco terrorists armed with Eric Holder's 2,200 guns. They are forced to flee to the safety of the United States. And many Americans are killed by American drug demand. Obama says once we legalize it, crime will go away. The thoughts of a fool lying to a party of fools. We all know the drug problem gets bigger every day. There are more rehab units in the USA than churches. We cannot legalize illegal invasion, but we can help make it easier for immigrants to come and to stay, or to come and work and go home. That is the goal of people who appreciate what the immigrant has to offer. The party of Obama is the Communist Party. The party of the people is the party of Cristo Rey. Vaya con Dios. Obama's trademarks. His trademark is unarmed Marines in Afghanistan. Just ask Corporal Buckley's parents. Dead witnesses to cowardice in the face of the enemy in Benghazi. Just ask Sean Smith's mom. Helping Iran to destroy Israel and the Palestinian collateral damage. They will not survive either. Trying to disarm law-abiding citizens while losing thugs for polar bear hunting. And tonight I heard there was a guy on, I think, NBC. NBC is nothing but communists. And they were talking about the polar bear hunting, and the guy says he never heard of it. He never heard of it. And they're showing him clips, and he says, oh, those are European clips. And you know what? I think he's right on one issue. There was a woman that really got hit bad. And I thought I saw in the corner, you know, London TV, but I might be wrong. But the British guard who was off duty and just left the compound or was just going to the compound, he was hit by two Muslims in a car. They got out and they cut his head off. Yeah, right on the public streets. They said, this is what you're going to get until you bow to Islam. In England, the home of the Magna Carta. Yeah. And persecuting Catholics and evangelists, programming the vets, citizens, and the liberty-loving Tea Party people. Yeah. Destroying the Constitution, seizing one-sixth of all the cash in the country by running a health care hoax. Seeding the courts with communists, killing small business, killing big business, drilling oil for China, not drilling oil for the USA, dividing the country, selling the country short, yeah, in insider tradering, enabling criminal activity to take place in the House and the Senate, that's insider tradering, disarming the U.S. military by cutting funds, promoting incompetence and sissification, denying American warriors a spiritual healing, promoting child murder by paying grant bounties to Planned Slaughterhood, who murders 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños, totals 3,000 every day. And not to mention the 3,000 destroyed minds that will go on living in confusion. Promoting drug addiction for tax benefits and communist grants to rehab failure. What used to be normal is now sick. What used to be sick is now normal. Destruction of the family unit, especially in the black communities. Promoting and favoring communism over American individuality and creativity. The destruction of the American school system and brainwashing of grades pre-kindergarten through PhDs, the destruction of family and the sacraments of baptism and marriage. We have gone back from born in God to reborn in slavery. Down in adoration falling, the sacred host we hail, over ancient forms departing, that's communism, newer rites of grace prevail, faith for all defects supplying, where our feeble senses fail. O saving victim, open wide the gate of heaven to us below. Our foes press hard on every side. Your aid supply, your strength bestow. To your great name be endless praise, immortal Godhead one in three. O grant us endless length of days in our true native land with thee. And don't forget the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party, and the stragglers have moved in with the rhinos. Now, when somebody calls for a moment of prayer, that's the one to say. Yeah, out loud, a moment of silence. When they call for a moment of silence, you know what a moment of silence is? That's the same as saying happy holidays to people who are celebrating the birth of Christ. happy holidays. That's, you know what that really means? That's up yours. Yeah, F you, Christian. And season's greetings. What season? A deer season? Trout season? Mating season? What season's greetings? Season's greetings. Happy birthday, baby Jesus. Don't you get it? How many Gregorian calendars do you have to count the days on? Yes. Every time you look at the calendar, it was designed by Pope Gregory. You are worshiping. Unbelievable. Let me see what we got here. Should we go back to Tiki-Tiki-Taki-Taki? We'll do another tune. Let's see what we got here. We'll go to the studio. Let's see if we can find something. I got one I've got to upload. You'll love it. It's called Wahira. Yeah. You want to hear what your grandpa used to sing when he courted the only girl that he loved and married? In a church. A blog message from the Tea Party. Liz Cheney is on the way to becoming the next senator from Wyoming. You see how they tried to Sarah Palin her when, as soon as she announced she was running? You know, the communists are horrible, man. You know what they did? They told everybody she has a sister that's a lesbian. Now, they're supposed to be for gay people, but how come they'll always come out, and if they want to destroy somebody, they'll say they're affiliated with a gay person? That's the first thing that the media did, and that CNN did, and NBC. They brought up the fact that her sister opposes her and her sister's a lesbian. And when John Kerry was debating her father, John Kerry brought up the fact that his daughter, Dick Cheney's daughter, was a lesbian. How's that? Unbelievable, eh? Isn't that? That's how dirty the Democrats are. Now, a guy like Harry Truman would never do that. So, as far as I'm concerned, he's the last real Democrat. All the rest of them are backstabbing, lying communists. You know what Harry Truman said? He said, if they call the roll call in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. Right? And he also said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? How's that one grab you? So, Liz Cheney will be the senator that joins leaders like Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Rand Paul to stop freedom-crushing legislation like Obamacare and amnesty. We can't have amnesty. We cannot. You heard the joke, right? What did the joke say? What does Barack Obama call illegal aliens? Undocumented Democrats. They're buying votes. The Communist Party is using your tax money to buy votes. That is a crime. That is terrible. What a bunch of suckers we are. I often say, if you went out to work in the morning and you could see all the people that you're supporting with your hard work, including senators and congressmen, they were all outside the door to thank you, you would probably take about an hour to go through the line. Unbelievable. So good luck, Liz Cheney. Good luck. And I hope Sarah Palin goes for Alaska. And I hope Al Franken gets thrown out on his big fat ear. Al Franken, man, I can't stand that guy. Who could like that guy? He's got a face only a mother could love on payday. Unbelievable, man. Let's see what it says. Oh, there's a lot of garbage here. Today's the 3rd of December. Dear China, it's over. You want to hear that one? Let's see what that one says. The little shop that's putting China out of business. A new store recently opened at 298 Mulberry Street in downtown Manhattan, where the rents are tremendous, humongous. And as you walk in the door, you'll see something truly amazing. Something that's about to close down 112,000 Chinese factories. Launch a 21st century industrial revolution right here in the USA. Oh. The Air Force has already bought one. So did Nike, BMW, and Disney World. Jay Leno has one in his garage, but it's not a car. And now the sticker price has plummeted from $100,000 to $799. And it won't be long before everyone buys one. Too good to be true? Oh, okay. That's a stock. But I like the theme. The little stock, the little shop that's putting China out of business. It's time we went back to Made in USA, baby. We can do it. We can do anything we want. We're the most creative, aggressive, energetic country in the world. We blackened the sky with planes on D-Day. Blackened the sky. Think about that. We were making more guns in one day than Japan was making in a year. And all those guns are now in the hands of hunters, fishermen, American citizens. And Obama is not going to take them all away. No matter how many Americans he kills to to accomplish his communist mission, he's not going to get them all. And once he starts killing Americans and hunting Americans, Americans will be hunting anybody that hurts us. And they won't. It won't be just for a season. So, in the words of Admiral Yamamoto, when he was planning Pearl Harbor, and his subordinates asked him, "How about do we go all the way to California?" He said, "We can't do it, because behind every blade of grass is an American with a gun." You think about that. Okay, we're going to jump back into a tune. We'll give you Oye Como Va. We were driving through a town in New Jersey tonight, and all the houses are lit up with Christmas lights. I don't know why they call them Christmas lights, but they do. And the sad thing I saw, there were some beautiful displays, but all they had was snowmen, Santa Clauses, reindeer, not a manger in the place. Not one manger, not one sign of the cross. Cause America has been brainwashed. You lost all your freedoms. You don't even know it yet. One day it'll dawn on you. And when the Chinese man asks you to get on the truck to go to the camp for re-indoctrination. Yeah, and no health care. Yeah. So, not as a football player. This is so. Whatever happened to Tim Tebow? Oh, they went after him. He was a Jesus freak. That's what Ted Turner calls anybody that gets ashes on their head on Ash Wednesday and comes to work at his place. But there's no discrimination anywhere else. He called all his employees Jesus freaks. How's that? There's a guy that's going to be with Ted Turner. I mean with Ted Kennedy in Boiler Number 3. Unbelievable. So Tim Tebow came on the scene, won a few football games, and then everybody turned on him because he was blessing himself too much. And this weekend, watching Red Zone, they brought out a kicker, and I forget the team, but he had about four or five opportunities to pick up 3 points, and he completed his mission. And just before he kicked the ball, he blessed himself. I'm surprised they didn't call it back. Unbelievable. So, Tim Tebow, happy despite NFL frustrations. My identity is not as a football player, but who I am in Jesus Christ. Man, I got to tell you something. The girl that gets him is going to get a bargain. She's going to have to go to church a lot. But I got to tell you, they're going to get somebody. He's got that much love, boy. Despite facing a challenging time in his football career over recent seasons, Tim Tebow has assured that he is happy and well. The football star is crediting his persistently positive outlook in his faith, saying that his identity has never been defined by him being a football player, but instead comes from who he is in Jesus Christ. I never found my identity in who I was as a football player. I found my identity in who I am in Christ. And when you find your identity as a Christian, then regardless of your status or your fame or your popularity or your position, that never changes. Tebow told Sports Illustrated, "So the roller coaster that the world has always looked at my life and viewed, I'm very thankful that I don't have to live it. I'm the best now that I have ever been." The currently unemployed athlete added. Oh, they had to rub it in, man. Yeah. In 2007, then Florida Gators quarterback Tebow won the Heisman Trophy. That same year, and in 2009, he won a national championship. In 2011, as Denver Broncos backup quarterback, Tebow resurrected the beleaguered team and spurred them to roughly half a dozen come-from-behind wins that ultimately catapulted the team into the playoffs. However, in 2012, he was traded to the Jets, where his career took a big hit as he sat on the bench for most of the season. He was picked up by and played with the Patriots in the 2013 preseason, but was cut before the regular season began. So it looks like he fell three times. Oh, who else fell three times? Now in the seven-part article, Sports Illustrated is chronicling a Tebow's career highlights as an award-winning collegiate athlete and juxtaposes that against his uneven play in the professional level. It also examines the athlete on a cultural level, discussing the work a Tebow does through his charity, and explores the tension of being a high-profile athlete in the most popular sport in the United States. For instance, a Tebow's decision to speak and then back out of a gig at the First Baptist Church of Dallas in April of this year drew the ire of some Christians. Robert Jeffers, the church's pastor, miffed that Tebow had responded to critics who had labeled the church as anti-gay and anti-Semitic, accusing him of kneeling at the altar of political correctness and defending his church's stance and tone. Now there are some people who would say, well, God's given me a different ministry, and God has called me to go out and preach about the love of God, and that's what I'm called to do. I'm not called to preach about sin and talk about the controversial things. I have been called to talk about the love of God, and they're sincere when they say it. But they are sincerely wrong. The fact is, you cannot talk about the love of God. The love of God has no meaning whatsoever unless you understand the judgment of God that all of us deserve, Jeffers told his congregation. Oh, well. What can we do about that? Tebow told Sports Illustrated that much of his decision to back out came because he wanted to be able to share his faith in a loving manner that avoided being divisive. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you know, one of my bigger goals is to be able to break that down, break some of the barriers, and bring people together. Say, you know what? We're on the same team. We're on the same side. And let's bring people together. Good point. I want to be someone as a person that is loving, that is not judging. We all have our faults. We all fall. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. So I'm going to be someone that is going to try to point that out in other people. I want to be someone that loves them. I'm not going to be someone that points it out in other people. You know, Tebow added, I'm a big quote person, and one of my favorite quotes, and I forget who it's from, but it's every day we share the gospel, but every now and then we use words, you know, meaning we share what we believe in every day and how we act and how we treat people and how we love people. Since his release from the Patriots, Tebow has been out of the NFL, although some disgruntled Jacksonville Jaguar fans have been trying to convince their owner to give him an opportunity to join and help pick up their 2-9 record. I think the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars is a Muslim. I'm not sure. But I thought he was a Pakistani, and he could be a Muslim. But I don't know that much about football, so you'd have to Google it and check on it. And I think I also heard him quoted as saying, I will never have Tim Tebow. So leave a comment. And some, I'll give you some of the replies. This is a crying shame. Everybody knows that Blessed Tim is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but the liberal media wants to expel him because he prays to Jesus. And the next comment is removed by the administrator. And one guy says, Tim Tebow should simply start his own megachurch. It may not pay as well as professional football, but I suspect he'd be a lot happier. Another guy says, maybe the new CFL team, the Ottawa Red Blacks, could pick him up, except I don't think he has what it takes to play in the Canadian game. He is no J.C. Watts of old, for example. I don't know much about football, so I don't know what that means. But here's what I said. It is an old business tactic. If a competitor is a threat, hire him, then expire him. Tebow could have saved some situations we see every day on the football field. The communist media hates Christ and America. You have to hunt to see the movie Lincoln. But you can flip every fifth channel all day long and see Lincoln the vampire killer. Ask the kids who Lincoln was. Oh, I know, he freed the vampires. The media is Sarah Palin a Tebow. They prayed for a sex scandal to finish him off. Never happened. He is a good man. I hope he gets a chance in football to play to his full potential. Is there a team out there with the name Angels on the helmets? Can we see those quarterback wings? Is there a halo around his helmet? Does it get brighter when he throws a Hail Mary pass? Can we get a halftime blessing? Will the choir sing God Bless America? Hey, where did all the atheists go? Hang in there. We'll come back with the tune for you. Okay. Let me see. I hate to give you a four-minute tune. We only got 4 minutes left. I'm going to give you a four-minute tune. Tune is Margie. This is when people could sing songs about girls that they loved, and the girls had regular names. Most of them had the names of saints. Now today they name their kids after train stations, meadows. Yeah. Virtue that they don't have.